This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, which defends religious freedom and traditional values around the country. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. He has also argued in many states for traditional marriage, as traditional marriage has come under a challenge and attack in various states. And now we get word from the Justice Department here on Wednesday that it will no longer defend traditional marriage in suits filed by same-sex couples, saying that there is discrimination. The Attorney General of the United States saying that they've now believed that this law is unconstitutional, and they have the president's agreement to that as well. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Just how significant is this?
Well, this is terrible. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. This is a federal law, and the federal government, and including the Obama administration to the Department of Justice, has an obligation to defend this law. This law has been attacked before, and it's been upheld as constitutional. For them to just simply throw the towel in is absolutely outrageous. This is tyranny, frankly, because this is not how the government is supposed to work. And in fact, this is what we feared from the very beginning, that they were giving kind of a half-hearted defense, just showing up in court and giving some general arguments. But they really, really weren't defending this case. Now it really has become revealed that they have no interest, and they never have had an interest in defending the merits of this case. I mean, this really is outrageous for an attorney general to do this on such an important matter of law and public policy.
Matt, explain how this would normally play out. Obviously, the job of the Justice Department is to defend the laws that are on the books. So if a administration or Justice Department doesn't like a specific law, what's the normal way to go about it?
Defend it. I mean, you know, that's their job. Their job is not to determine what the law is. Their job is to defend the law that's given to them. And in this particular case, not only is this basic, this is the definition of marriage for federal purposes, they have an obligation to defend it. They have been elected to defend the Constitution, and they're supposed to defend these laws in court. It's up to the courts to address these issues, not to the Attorney General, to simply throw in the towel, and President Obama just to torpedo marriage.
How much weight will this decision by the Justice Department impact the future cases as they go to various levels of the appellate system? Will the fact that the government of the United States has changed its position be a major factor, or basically an incidental matter?
Oh, it's going to be a major factor. If you don't have a defendant to take the case up there, it's a different matter if you're going before, you're already at the U.S. Supreme Court and you're giving a lackluster defense. Then you've got justices there that could actually give the interpretation the way it's supposed to be. But when you don't even have a defendant to take the case up there, it just simply dies on the vine. And that's, the federal government is the defendant in this case. And that's why they need to take it up the appellate channel. And when they don't, it just simply commits suicide to the law. I mean, they're in collusion. They're in conspiracy with the radical homosexual agenda to pull the wool over the people's eyes in America and torpedo marriage, of all things. This is an outrageous action by the President of the United States and his Attorney General.
So there's nobody, whether it's the organization, states that have filed amendments and so forth, that would fall under the Defense of Marriage Act, nobody else can come in and take up the mantle of this case?
Not at this stage. Once they've already gone this far, the problem is that there's no other interveners in this case that have asked to intervene, that have been allowed to intervene. If there was another intervener, maybe, but there isn't any situation like that. So what we've got is the law that's been challenged, and the defendant is in conspiracy with the people who brought the law to simply not give it a defense at all.
So did the Defense of Marriage Act die today, essentially?
Well, that's going to remain to see what's going to happen, and I don't know what will be the ultimate outcome of that, but I think it is outrageous what the president has done. This is just part and parcel of this unbelievable presidency by this individual who wants to remake America in his own image, which is not the image of the founders, who wants to ignore the Constitution, the rule of law, undermine marriage, push a radical homosexual agenda, and fund abortion. I mean, you can't get any worse presidency than what we have with Obama and the people that he's brought into power.
You mentioned that we'll see how it plays out. Does that suggest there's a glimmer of legal hope for the traditional marriage side?
Well, there certainly is Congress that we can have reenacted the law, and it'll put them on the hot seat as to where they stand on marriage. And then we go through the litigation again and find an intervener. So I can tell you what, the president of the United States, one individual, is not going to torpedo marriage at the end of the day. The people spoke up in 2010. He's going to arouse them and anger them in a greater way come 2012. I mean, the tidal wave, he's just pushing it right along. He's playing in to everybody's worst fears that he has no interest in America and he has no interest in our common core values.
What will this mean at each state level? If a state has a constitutional amendment in place, what happens at those states?
Well, it's certainly going to be an issue that we have to try at the individual state levels. It's not going to necessarily torpedo automatically the state defense of marriage acts, but it does have significant implications for the federal.
In addition to obviously modifying greatly the definition of marriage, explain how this could have more far-reaching impacts than most people who casually follow this debate would realize.
I mean, when you redefine marriage, it's not just two people that get a license. I mean, it radically redefines our social structure. It affects our public schools. It affects freedom of speech, freedom of religion. It affects who you can rent to, what you can sell, what kind of business you can operate, your bed and breakfast. I mean, it affects a wide variety of people and entities and businesses and practices. It literally reshapes the landscape. So it is a widespread impact. And at the end of the day, same-sex marriage is simply a policy that says moms and dads are fungible. They don't matter. They're useless. They're pointless. And we know that that's not true. And when you eliminate gender, a mom and a dad from the household, you have consequences. We're going to feel those consequences if this president gets his way.
Matt, a very difficult debate to come, and it's been a very difficult debate to this point. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law in Lynchburg, Virginia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.